Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too. Working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning, Pittsburgh. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. Pretty big sports news. The World Series is over. The Texas Rangers won. If you don't know exactly what that means as it relates to Pittsburgh, I'll tell you in just a minute. But the Steelers, they also have a game tonight against the Tennessee Titans at home. Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about that. Get our final previews and predictions in, not only on this show, but on the Fan Morning Show, I'm sure, as well, with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson coming up here in a little bit. But I'm taking you through the next 25, 30 minutes, talking about whatever you want to talk about. What's your prediction? You have faith in the Steelers. Call me. Tell me. 412-928-9370. But let's start with this just real quick. And feel free to call and comment on this as well. You can also engage on X with me if you so choose as well. It's at @Callas_33, @Callas_33. Tag me in a post, and if I like it or if it's a stimulating question, I'll go ahead and read it and engage with it. But call, use X. I don't look at the text line as much because y'all are mean out there just a little bit, and I'm a little scared to read those comments now. So, but anyway, yeah. So Steelers play, and then there's this. This happened. The Texas Rangers won the World Series yesterday. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in 5 games. So it was a pretty decent series aside from Game 4. A little lopsided, high scoring. Maybe you like high scoring, but the pitching just was not quite on display, and I wasn't a huge fan of how the bullpen game was executed by the Diamondbacks. It was interesting to see Zach Gallen go out there yesterday and throw, what, 5 or 6 no-hit innings? Pretty good. But that's how fast the game can turn, because then I think the Rangers scored in the 6th or 7th and just kept piling on from there. And the Diamondbacks, they struggled offensively all throughout, and they couldn't do it. So I thought it was an entertaining series. It's nice, too. I always enjoy seeing new champions and a variety of champions. There hasn't really been a string of same winners. Like, we haven't seen consecutive World Series wins since the New York Yankees, which I think is good for the sport. Now, it is painful to watch the Astros continue to be in the American League Championship Series for, like, the last 7 years. But at least it's not that they haven't been World Series champions year after year after year. And we haven't had a repeat champion since those Yankees in 98, 99, and 2000. So, I think it's good for the sport, and it's nice, it's extra special, it's extra nice when you get to witness a team who's never won a championship in franchise history finally put it together and get one. But if you remember from our time talking about baseball and talking about likely teams to make it and win it, and then, you know, back when the Pirates had a certain player, when we talked about that, Austin Hedges is a World Series champion. Now, we knew this was possible. The Rangers were leading the division, or they were close to it, whenever the Pirates made that deal. And then the Rangers fell out of the division lead, but still had a wild card spot, and fought through the trials of being a wild card team, and beat the Astros, who were the reigning World Series champions, to make it to the World Series and then beat a very young and hungry Arizona Diamondbacks team. But Austin Hedges We'll be getting a World Series ring for the 2023 Texas Rangers championship. And I couldn't remember right off the top just what the Pirates traded for. Austin Hedges was supposed to replace or be catcher depth when Jonah Heim, one of their young catchers, got hurt. And the Pirates traded international bonus pool money to send Austin Hedges to Texas. Glorious. And now Austin Hedges, going from being booed in Pittsburgh, is on a team that goes and wins the World Series. I think it's a great story. I don't blame the Pirates either, because we started talking about it before, how he couldn't hit very well. And that was detrimental to the point where his defense wasn't really where it needed to be to help the Pirates win. So not that it was necessarily a bad deal, but that's just kind of how sports works. And I find that interesting, and I like to mention that. And just think about it. I mean, the Pirates sent Austin Hedges to the Texas Rangers for international bonus pool money, and the Rangers end up winning the World Series. And Austin Hedges, being on the roster, being a part of that team, gets a World Series ring after weathering boos to start 2023 in Pittsburgh. Man. So, yeah, good morning to all of you out there with that news. So, yeah, exciting World Series. I mean, again, it was a two wild card teams had made it to the World Series. That's only the third time and since the wild card era started that two wild card teams ended up making it to the World Series. So, you know, that's interesting. And two new faces, right? Not your common faces. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I think their last trip to the World Series was 2001 when they beat the Yankees. I could be wrong, but I don't remember them being in. No, I think that was their last time. So for them to get back was pretty cool to see a team like that in there, especially after some of their ups and downs over the years. And you know, and they give hope to the Pirates as well. If you listen to this station enough, you've heard that opinion, and I don't hold it as heavily, but I do believe that if the Pirates put the right pieces together, they can get it together this next season. But you know, they're an inspiration, and then. The Rangers, a team that lost two heartbreakers in a row in 2010 and 2011, including, you know, the infamous David Freese home run. And, you know, the Cardinals coming back in Game 6 and then winning Game 7 to win it all in 2011. You know, they were on the brink of winning it twice, and they couldn't do it. And then their collapse in 2015. I mean, they've had some rough... Over the last decade, they've had some rough storylines, but for them to finally pull it together and get it, it was pretty cool to see, I'd say. So, I mean, yeah, baseball is exciting, and I will continue to hold that belief, no matter how much the Pirates struggle. Baseball's still, you know, a great sport, and even with the rule changes that they have now, I think it's getting even better, and it's getting more digestible for everybody. And that makes me happy, because I love baseball. All right, we'll talk football next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. If you want to call, talk about the Steelers, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to do that. The Pittsburgh Steelers play on Thursday Night Football tonight against the Tennessee Titans. So we can go over that game. The Titans have always had a strong running game, but they've been not necessarily lighting the world on fire. So we'll talk about them. The Steelers definitely have not been lighting the world on fire, but they have four wins through the seven games that they've played. So, who knows what could happen tonight. This one's certainly going to be interesting in some sense. But if you want to call, reserve a phone line, you can, 412-928-9370. You can also, again, talk to me on X as well, at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Tag me in a X post, an X tweet. I don't know what they're calling them these days. But, yeah, tag me in a post, and we'll talk. And I'll engage with those as well, along with the phone lines. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show, and this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Football season is also truck season at sunchevy.com. I can confirm it's cold out this morning. I walked through nearly freezing temperatures. Right now, it's 28 degrees. Clear skies throughout the day, but the high is going to be 47, low 27. So, I mean, we're really in approaching winter. We're in the depths of fall right now. Again, that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So, yeah, the high is going to be 47. That Steeler game is going to be real crispy cold tonight. It looks like around game time start, 8 p.m. is going to be 40 degrees.
Yeah.
You going to the Steeler game tonight? You're going to sit through the that weather to watch a 4-3 and a 3-4 team battle it out? Yeah, let me know. 412-928-9370. A lot of factors in this game to consider. First of all, Cam Hayward. He's back on the team. Also, Mike Tomlin apparently saying that Joey Porter Jr. has earned it, and he's going to be the starter, getting consistent reps on defense moving forward. So, that's good to see. The defense really hasn't been the problem, though, and I've held that opinion for a pretty long time. I don't think that the defense is the problem. So while those two pieces of information are good news, Matt Canada really didn't say anything new in his press conference other than, I'm not going to address fans' concerns or the way fans are reacting to me. I'm arrogant. I'm me. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Matt Canada. Yeah, not a huge fan. Now, I used to not like when he didn't say anything, and now he's kind of saying a little too much to the point where I'm like, guy, just be normal. Show some humility. Like, you're in this position as the offensive coordinator, but like, you're not doing well. You're coordinating games where the team's scoring maybe 10 points. Like, that's not great over a season. Sometimes you're gonna have those games. That's expected to happen. And nobody can sustain, unless you're elite, which the Steelers, I don't think, have an elite offense right now. They have a decent and at times productive offense, especially late in games. But anyway, it's like nobody expects 30 points scored every game. But there's got to be a middle ground. Like, hey, give me consistent 20-point games, right? That'll make me feel a little better. And when things don't go right, just you can say it. And they like to not, I don't know what it is. They just don't show humility as coaches. But, I mean, the defense says a little bit more. Like, if Mike Tomlin wants to flex his muscles pretty much because his defense is lifting the load, that's fine. They've been keeping the team in the game. Cam Hayward, I think, will help to pass rush enough and stop runs up the middle that might limit Derrick Henry. I think that's part of the reason why they wanted him in this game, is because Cam Hayward in the middle can stop a lot of those runs that try to go up the middle and create a better pass rush. But at the end of the day, it's not really the defense's problem. It's not really the defense's fault that the team has been struggling. I'm more interested in the offense. We're not getting any offensive answers right now. Like, Matt Canada spoke on Tuesday, I believe it was. It just didn't say much of anything. And while we're getting no answers on offense and the team still goes out there and scores, what, 10-ish points a game? I'm just still not pleased with that. Like, I didn't like when he said nearly nothing, but now he's saying, like, too much the wrong way. And he's just, you know, he's talking, like, arrogantly, like he knows what he's doing, but, like, it doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing. And if Kenny Pickett can't you know, strap up and lead the team till fourth quarter comebacks. The dude's got nothing. The offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, I mean, has nothing. Apparently, Pickett has self-proclaimed. He's willed himself to starting in this game tonight, apparently, so we very well may see him, even though he got hurt and didn't play in the entire second half on Sunday. So we'll see how that all unfolds. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Lou from Bentleyville. Great show as always, man.
Thanks,
I have two
Lou.
Quick questions for you, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
First one will be about baseball.
All right.
And last one, I just want to hear about your Steelers score. First one is, do you think Bochy is the best manager of all time? Because I think he's cemented as being the best manager of all time. I can't even believe what he's done. And the fact that they were 11-0 on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah.
My second quick question to you is your prediction on a score tonight. I think we're going to win a slugfest. I think that we're going to win, I would say, 21-17. I appreciate you, and you have a great day, man. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for the call. All right, I'll start with the baseball question. Bruce Bochy. See, I haven't lived through enough managers to know if he's the best of all time. I think in the regular season there are some teams that he had that maybe he could have done more with. At the same time, though, I mean, to win a World Series every other year over a span of 5 years, I think, is also nuts. And he did have the Giants consistently in the playoffs when he was there, and then 1 year in Texas. Right, this was his first year in Texas. First or second year, I can't remember. But to lead them to a World Series with some of the players on that roster, like, they had a great mix of players that he just seemed to manage very well. I hate the all-time predictions, so I'm not going to go out and say that he's, you know, the all-time best manager, because then somebody's going to call in and say, oh, well, I lived through the 60s or the 70s. But, you know, he's up there. He's up there. He's a good manager. And it is impressive to go and 1 year, you know, 1 or 2 years into your tenure that you won a World Series. I mean, that's not something to be slighted at. Now, maybe his time in San Francisco was up as well. I mean, he accomplished the missions that he was set out for threefold, you know, by bringing the Giants back. I think it was their first World Series since they moved to San Francisco from New York. So, I mean, that was all pretty cool, and that stretch was cool. Yeah, he's one of the best of all time. I'll give him that. And as for the Steelers question, oh my goodness, the Steelers prediction, that's what he asked. I like the score 21-17. I actually don't think the Steelers are even going to score that many. I would say it's going to be closer to 17-10. I think the Steelers can pull this one out if they can contain Derrick Henry. And with Cam Hayward back, they should do that well. But, I don't even think they're going to score 21. I mean, it's going to be rough. I do not have faith. I'm even going closer to like 13-10. I don't have faith that they're going to score. I tried in the first couple weeks of the season to have faith that they would score, and then they kept not scoring a lot of points. You know, they've only had two games now, I believe, where they scored over 20. So against this Tennessee Titans team that really just relies on the run a little more than other teams, I think that if they abuse that ability, the defense will wear down. And at that point, I think that they're going to give up more than they have. I mean, I still think they're going to pull out a win. I just think that they're not going to score very many points, and the defense is going to be on the field for a long time, and the Steelers are going to have to make a late comeback again, which is not fun. Will Levis is also a wild card in this game as well at quarterback. I mean, the game he put on last week, he demonstrated he can pass the ball as well. So I think that with Derrick Henry on the team, they do favor that run just a little bit more. But if Will Levis can pass like he did last week, it could be a long day for the Steelers as well. This is another one of those toss-ups. I really don't know, but I'm going to say the Steelers win. Final prediction, 13-10, the Steelers are going to win. There you go. Going to be a low-scoring game. Going to be a lot of defense. Will Levis is not going to light the world on fire in the passing game as much, and the Steelers are going to squeak out a win. That's my official prediction. Thank you very much. All right, we got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Nicholas, good morning. It's Joe. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Now I'm a little frazzled because I don't know what the Steelers are going to do, and I'm scared. But what's on your mind?
That's okay. Two things. One, I think the defense is going to kind of take over this game, just in my opinion. That's what I think.
Sure.
I think they're going to be the ones that, yeah, I think they're just going to take the game over and say, look, we're going to win this no matter what we need to do. But I wanted to touch on one thing about Bochy, like you said.
Sure.
What the other thing amazing about it is the fact that he was out of baseball for almost a year and then comes back and does what he does now. Like, you know, he stepped away for a year and then comes back and then says, okay, let's do this. Let's go to the World Series again. And you lose your MVP. You lose your MVP. And like going in, I know it was only the last two games, but still, I mean, it was an incredible coaching feat, what he did. And I'm happy for him. I think they can go back to back. I really do.
Yeah, thanks.
They keep this lineup intact. They're going back to back. How about this? Think about this. No Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
No Jacob DeGrom, and you won the World Series.
Yeah, they're pitchers. They had a great pitching staff, though. I will say that. I mean, Jacob DeGrom was the leader, you'd say, big name. But also, I mean, they had with Scherzer, Jordan Montgomery from the Cardinals was a great acquisition. I mean, their team
Rivaldi,
was.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm saying you imagine coming back next year and you get a full year of Jacob DeGrom if he stays healthy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure, Joe. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. His health concerns, though, I mean, they always concern me. He's had health problems for a while, and the Mets wasted his career. But if he does come back and stay healthy and add to that already stacked rotation, yeah. Bochy, I think the entire baseball community thought he was going to retire, and the fact that he came back and got hired by the Rangers. It's not easy to win a World Series either. So, you know, don't slight at that fact that he just came back to manage the Texas Rangers and then won a World Series. Like, that doesn't happen. So, like, you know, you could talk about, oh, yeah, the Rangers were stacked and this and that. It's still hard. I mean, the Dodgers are stacked, and they really can't win in a season that has more than 60 games in it. So, yeah, I mean, it is impressive, and you know the fact that we all thought he was going to retire and then he just comes back and wins it all in, you know, soon after he returns as a manager to baseball, it's impressive. And it's a little sweeter too that the Rangers have not won the World Series in their franchise history. They were brought into the league in 1961, so it's been, you know, that long of a wait, and they haven't won a World Series until Game 5 winner yesterday. So, I mean, that's extra impressive. Makes it extra sweeter that you have a team that gets to celebrate for the first time. Don't forget Austin Hedges is on that roster as well. Woo! Yeah, but Bruce Bochy, great manager. For sure will go down as one of the best based on, well, that's four World Series championships for him now.